Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Design of Everyday Things, Revised and Expanded Edition, Donald A. Norman explores the fundamental principles behind the user-centered design, offering an insightful perspective on how objects can be designed to meet the needs of the user, rather than forcing the user to adapt. This book delves into the psychology of everyday things, making a clear case for the importance of good design in our daily lives. From doors that can't figure out whether to push or pull, to complex software that leaves users baffled, Norman uses real-world examples to highlight common design flaws and their impact on user experience. This revised edition, updated to reflect the changes brought by digital advancements, is rich with new examples and solutions that address the challenges of designing for the 21st century. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the psychology of everyday things. One of the core topics explored in this book is the psychology that governs how we interact with the everyday objects around us. Norman dives deep into the cognitive processes that dictate our interactions with these objects, such as affordances, signifiers, and feedback mechanisms. He explains that good design takes these psychological elements into account, ensuring that users can intuitively understand how to use a product without needing explicit instructions. This part of the book also covers the concept of mapping, how the controls of a device communicate their function to the user, an essential aspect for creating usable products. Secondly, design principles. Norman introduces a set of fundamental design principles aimed at improving the usability of everyday things. These principles include visibility. The correct parts must be visible and convey the right message. Feedback. The design must communicate to the user the effects of their actions. And constraints, using physical, logical, or cultural boundaries to guide user behavior and prevent errors. The discussion on these principles is extensive, providing readers with a toolkit to analyze and improve the design of objects they encounter in daily life. Thirdly, design errors and discoverability. A significant part of the book is dedicated to identifying and understanding common design errors, illustrating how they impact the usability and satisfaction of products. Discoverability, or the ability for users to figure out what actions are possible just by looking at an object, is a key focus. Norman elaborates on how poor discoverability can lead to user frustration and errors, stressing the importance of designing objects that are intuitive and self-explanatory. This topic pushes designers to think critically about how information is presented and accessed by users. Fourthly, the role of constraints. Norman further explores the role of constraints in design, highlighting how they can be strategically used to guide user behavior and reduce the likelihood of errors. Physical constraints, for example, only allow actions that align with the design's intended use, whereas logical constraints rely on people's understanding and reasoning. This section of the book emphasizes the importance of considering both physical and cognitive limitations when designing, aiming for products that are accessible to users with varying abilities and experiences. Lastly, human-centered design. A central theme throughout the book is the advocacy for human-centered design, a process that starts with a good understanding of the people who will use the product and their needs. Norman makes a compelling argument for designs that respect and understand human psychology and capabilities, ensuring that products are not only functional, but also joyous and delightful to use. This topic challenges designers to prioritize the end-user experience in every aspect of the design process, from inception to final product. In conclusion, The Design of Everyday Things, Revised and Expanded Edition, is essential reading for anyone involved in the design process, whether they are professional designers, engineers, or simply interested in understanding how the objects around them came to be. Donald A. Norman presents a compelling case for putting the user at the center of the design process, arguing that understanding human needs and psychology is crucial for creating successful products. This book not only provides a guide for designing better products, but also encourages readers to think critically about the designed world around them, making it relevant to a wide audience. By adopting the principles outlined in this book, designers can create more intuitive, usable, and satisfying products that ultimately improve our daily lives. If you would like to support Donald A. Norman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.